Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The 1930s were difficult times for America. The country was in the midst of the Great Depression. Jobs were scarce, but hopes remained high. And it was during that time Mueller started making metal products. Now, over 85 years later, the Mueller name is known across the South as the finest in quality steel and workmanship. Mueller understands what it means to weather the storm, and our products do too. A Mueller metal roof is made to last and protect you and your most valued possessions from the harsh weather we're accustomed to in this area. A Mueller metal roof can endure the intense sun, the heavy rain, hail, and the occasional snowstorm that blows through these parts. And it will continue to do so for years to come, much longer than a conventional roof. So if you want peace of mind for the future, choose a metal roof for your home that's made by Mueller. Visit MuellerINC.com to learn more and find a location near you. You'll see why a Mueller metal roof is the best thing to put over your head.
Apparently, the Trump administration is at a point where they can finally announce who will be the executive director of the Oklahoma Farm Service Agency. We've been waiting on all these state-level appointments from the Trump administration for all of 2017. It's been acting executive director Lyndall Stoop all along. Now, it appears that Scott Biggs may be ready to jump into that role. He announced yesterday in a letter to House Speaker Charles McCall that he will be resigning effective immediately his House District seat 51. He says in that letter, at this time he's agreed to accept a federal appointment that I will be starting immediately. And he talks about being able to support Oklahoma agriculture in that appointment. The word that we're getting from the street is that it will be the executive director position of the Farm Service Agency, FSA. Oklahoma's FSA office in the state of Oklahoma is located in Stillwater. Next weekend, the 10th through the 12th of November, will be the 75th anniversary convention of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. They've got a lot of things they're going to be celebrating, but it looks like they're also going to have quite a contest for the presidency of the organization, the leadership of the organization, may be shaken up by the end of the day next Saturday, November 11th. On that particular day, there will be at least two people running for president. Could be a third person, we understand now, as well. Tom Buchanan will run for re-election. He's current president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau from Altus. But the vice president and District 4 director, Jimmy Wayne Kinder, has announced as of yesterday morning that he'll be seeking the presidency as well. He wants the organization to have a choice. And then we're hearing maybe a third person will be running, and that could be announced over this coming weekend. Now, speaking of this weekend, it's the annual meeting of the American Angus Association happening in Fort Worth, Texas. About 2,500 folks will be attending this year's event. Cattle producers from all across the country and literally from several countries as well globally. Always a great meeting. They'll be talking a lot about where the Angus breed is going as far as genetics is concerned, and also about where they are regarding marketing. They have the most successful branded beef program in the world. That's the Certified Angus Beef Program. And their president, John Stick, indicates that they had a 10% increase in tonnage and another sales record for the fiscal year that ended on the 30th of September.
2017 for Certified Angus Beef will mark the 13th consecutive year of growth. It'll mark the 11th record sales year in a row, and now the second time that Certified Angus Beef brand sales have tallied more than a billion pounds, coming in at $1,120,000,000 as we close our fiscal year.
John Stickoff, Certified Angus Beef. You've got farm news on Ron.
Register now to attend the nation's premier soil health conference January 30th and 31st at the Hyatt Regency and Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. The 2018 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference features Alan Savory, world-renowned soil health and grazing expert, plus a lineup of industry experts and top-line producers. With over 40 breakout sessions, no-till farmers across the region are sure to find information to make their farms more profitable. Check out the speaker lineup, beginner and advanced events, and register online at www.notill.org.
That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.